FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new and exciting on the Cape culinary landscape. Today, with International Cup Classique Day looming on Sunday the 1st of September, I thought it would be a great idea to chat to Spencer Vondermeer. He's chairman of the SA Sommeliers Association. Welcome to the show, Spencer.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure to be on.
Spencer, what do you believe makes a good Cup Classique? What do you look for when you judge?
First of all, it's probably the best thing in the world to drink, isn't it? A little bit of fizz, a little bit of, and I think a drink for all occasions. A perfect one, the bubble is really important, and the integrity of the bubble, because that really is what differentiates it from anything else. You know, texture, flavors, that's much the same as any other wine, and different wines differ from each other for that reason. But what makes sparkling wine special is the sparkle. And so the integrity of the bubble, there's so many cool stories around it, but the one I really like is that it's an explosion in a glass. You know, every single bubble forms at the bottom, lives a full life, gets all the way to the top, and boom, explodes right at the top. And there are millions of them in a single glass, all just making that journey, you know, from formation, boom, and exploding. And it's like fireworks, you know, it's like fireworks in a glass. And so the sparkle, that's really special for me, and the sophistication of it. And, you know, it might sound a bit geeky or one of those things where people go, what on earth are they carrying on about? But the different textures of the bubbles, sometimes you get what you call a harsh mousse, so the bubbles are quite crisp and pop, rather much like a cool drink would. They're like really big bubbles, and that doesn't always make for the nicest sparkling wine or Cap Classique. What you're looking for is really frothy, soft, creamy mousse where the bubbles almost melt in your mouth and it feels like little sparkles on your tongue. So if I had to say one thing, it would be that.
Okay, well, that's really good. I'm going to look far closer the next time I have my glass of bubbles.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, and Spencer, what food wise do you think it pairs well with?
Great question. And you know, I said it earlier, like drink for all occasions, and I think the versatility of what you can do with Cap Classique is incredible. You know, I think you can do your classic, pretty much it's a sort of, put it this way, it's a sort of thing that you could do several courses with and use just the same wine and be able to get away with it. You know, you could start off with something simple like oysters, which is an absolute classic pairing. So you've got your oysters and your dry blanc de blanc sparkling wine, crisp apple flavors, fizz, brilliant. And then you can get into more sophisticated things like tartars and mousses and things that have creamy textures, because the acidity in the bubbles works brilliantly in cutting through that creaminess and refreshing your palate. And then you can go into more sophisticated things like more sophisticated dishes that have several components to them, because a really nice Cap Classique will also have layers of complexity to it. So aside from just the crisp acidity which you get up front, they are traditionally, or they should be at least, what are technically called autolytic notes, but those are those biscuity, bread-like aromatics that come with a really good sparkling wine. And then, of course, you've got the fruit. And so a combination of those things works very nicely when you're layering it up against in really complicated dishes. And then you can get on to dessert and you could do something with fruit. You know, again, your classic strawberries and rosé bubbly. That's one of those.
Yes, so perfectly. Yes.
Pairs with almost anything.
Well, Spencer,
but can be drunk alone.
It sounds perfect to me. You've made me hungry, thirsty. So I just want to say cheers to you for International Cup Classique Day on Sunday. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. I hope you open something nice.
I shall. That was Spencer Vondermeer, chairman of the South African Sommeliers Association. For more inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours to enjoy. Bon appétit.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.